Time Warner Audiobooks presents Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, written by Robert T. Kiyosaki with Sharon L. Lecter, CPA, and read by Jim Ward.
Hello, my name is Robert Kiyosaki. I am the author of the Rich Dad Poor Dad book series. Rich Dad Poor Dad is a true story about my two dads, one my real dad and one my best friend's father. My real dad was a smart, highly educated man, at one time the head of education for the state of Hawaii. In my book, he was my poor dad because regardless of how much money he made, he was usually broke at the end of every month. My rich dad was my best friend's father. Although he started out his life without any money, he wound up being one of the richest men in the state of Hawaii. When you look at the white sand beaches, the blue ocean, the tall palm trees, the hula girls, and the tall hotels, Rich Dad owned the land under some of those hotels. The Rich Dad book and audio series reveals the lessons on money, careers, and business that my rich dad taught me, contrasted to the lessons my poor dad taught me. For many people, reading the simple stories gives them insights into the lessons about money they learned from their own parents, often saying such things as, "I had a poor dad," or "My dad sounded very much like your rich dad." This program, Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, is about a very important icon or diagram that my rich dad used to educate his son and me about money, investing, and choosing a career path in life. Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant is about the four different people or cast of characters that make up the world of money, business, and investing. The Cash Flow Quadrant is about the differences between the E Quadrant, which stands for employee, the S Quadrant, which stands for self-employed or small business owner, the B Quadrant, which stands for business owner, and the I Quadrant, which stands for investor. Years ago, when I was just a boy, my highly educated dad, the man I call my poor dad, often said to me, "Son, go to school, get good grades, so that you can get a safe, secure job with excellent benefits." My rich dad, on the other hand, said, "If you follow your dad's advice, you will wind up in the E Quadrant. It's okay to be in the E Quadrant if what you really want in life is job security. But if you want to be rich, the E Quadrant is the hardest quadrant to become rich in." The reason my rich dad said that was for many reasons, which are found in this book. The result of my rich dad's advice and the use of the cash flow quadrant changed my choice of career path and the direction I took once I was old enough to decide what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. As you may have guessed, I did not follow my poor dad's advice and look for job security in the E Quadrant, nor did I go into the world of self-employment or small business, also known as the S Quadrant. Instead, I used my rich dad's advice and the cash flow quadrant and chose to enter the B Quadrant, the quadrant for business owners, and the I Quadrant, the quadrant for investors. So who is Rich Dad's quadrant for? My answer is that it is for anyone who is familiar with Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and is now ready to make some changes in their life, changes that may require a change from one quadrant to another. As you listen to this program, you may soon discover that the four people in the four quadrants are four totally different people. As you listen to and read this book, you will find that the four people found in the four different quadrants are different mentally as well as emotionally. You will also find that it is the emotional differences that play a much more important role in determining which quadrant a person ultimately gravitates to. For example, a person who is in the E quadrant is often motivated by the need for security. A person found in the S quadrant is often motivated by the need for independence, wanting to do things on their own, not relying on others. So this program goes into the differences between each of the four quadrants. As I said, it is for anyone looking for some kind of change in their life, either professionally or financially. This program does not imply that one quadrant is better than the other. It does, however, stress, as my rich dad stressed, that each of us should choose a quadrant or quadrants that best suit our own core values, personal beliefs, and future dreams. I use my rich dad's cash flow quadrant as a guide to find my own true self and the life's path that was best for me. This audio program has been created to serve as your guide to the future and your own personal self-discovery and to unlock what is important to you in your own life.